Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
Support for WPR comes from Wills on behalf of Wisconsin Public Libraries, offering access to ebooks, audiobooks, digital magazines, and more. Available with a Wisconsin Library Card at wisconsinsdigitallibrary.org.
So there's a question we've been asking in this hour. Why the Middle Ages now? Is there something about the medieval period that's especially appealing here in the 21st century? We began the hour with the Game of Thrones, so here's George R.R. Martin's answer.
What happened, I think, the social changes of the last 50 years has made the future something that we no longer want to go visit the way we did when I was a kid. I mean, back in the 50s and 60s, when science fiction was perhaps as popular as it had ever been, we really had a lot of belief in the future. I mean, we couldn't wait to get to the future. The future was going to be much better than anything in the present. You know, we were going to have robots and flying cars and all these labor-saving devices, and we were going to take our holidays on the moon and space stations, and we were going to go to the stars. When they took polls, everybody gave the answer, yes, yes, my kids are going to have a better life than I do, and my grandkids are going to have an even better life than they do, and we're going to go into space and we're going to go into the stars. Well, some of that came true, but also things happened to change that. I mean, people take polls now, and most people think that their children are not going to have better lives than they do. They think that their children are going to have worse lives. They're worried about things like ecological problems, global warming. I think this, people no longer believe that the future is going to be a good place. Why do I love fantasy? Let me answer that with a piece I wrote in 1996. The best fantasy is written in the language of dreams. It is alive as dreams are alive, more real than real, for a moment at least, that long magic moment before we wake. Fantasy is silver and scarlet, indigo and azure, obsidian veined with gold and lapis lazuli. Reality is plywood and plastic, done up in mud brown and olive drab. Fantasy tastes of habaneros and honey, cinnamon and cloves, rare red meat and wines as sweet as summer. Reality is beans and tofu and ashes at the end. Reality is the strip malls of Burbank, the smokestacks of Cleveland, the parking garage in Newark. Fantasy is the towers of Minas Tirith, the ancient stones of Gormenghast, the halls of Camelot. Fantasy flies on the wings of Icarus, reality on Southwest Airlines. Why do our dreams become so much smaller when they finally come true? We read fantasy to find the colors again, I think, to taste strong spices and hear the song the sirens sang. There's something old and true in fantasy that speaks to something deep within us, to the child who dreamt that one day he would hunt the forests of the night and feast beneath the hollow hills, and find a love to last forever, somewhere south of Oz and north of Shangri-La. They can keep their heaven. When I die, I'd sooner go to Middle-earth.
George R.R. Martin wrote the Game of Thrones books. I don't know, do we escape the past because we're scared of the future? Or do we visit the past to enlarge and inform the present? Why do you read historical fiction? I'll post my answer on our Facebook page, and you can join the conversation there. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about something different. We're coming up on the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, and we'll talk about one of the enduring questions from that time. Was Abe Lincoln racist? I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.